clerk.
From the Director of Operations, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to enter into a memorandum of agreement with the City of Wauwatosa for the transfer of 7 Milwaukee County water utility customers and the West Water Tower to the City of Wauwatosa.
Item number one in front of us. Thank you. Item number two is in front of us now. Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a couple questions for Corp Counsel. If Colleen is here.
No, wherever you prefer.
Right there. Okay. Will you state your name for the record, please?
Yes, Colleen Foley from Milwaukee County Corporation Counsel's Office.
Thank
Good
you.
Morning.
Vogel?
I'm sorry?
Last name?
Foley, F-O-L-E-Y.
Oh, related to the big
time.
Sermon?
Yeah. I am not. I'm a native of Portland, Maine, but maybe back in the day we were related.
Back in the day?
I wish we were related.
I know you do. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Corp Counsel. On the item that we have today in the packet, on page 5, it is part of the recommendation, and it talks about that this the county exec's actions must be consistent with established county policy. The county board may only approve or reject the contract as negotiated by the county executive. So I just wanted to confirm that we're not able to make any adjustments to this proposal here today.
That's correct. It's a straight up or down vote.
Okay. Well, if this is a contract that we're not able to amend, then I would, how do we rectify that with regard to any contract to which the county is party, which is subject for review by the board or by the committee of the board under this section? The Board of Finance Committee is the only committee which has jurisdiction over the contract. And I would say, how do we square Act 14 with this item in front of us today? And shouldn't this be in front of the Finance Committee instead of the Transportation and Public Works Committee?
And I believe you're referring to the new provision 59794, am I right?
Right. Well, it would be 59.2, and it's 31 parentheses D. It's on page 4 of Act 14. It talks about how, as you say, that we're not, if this is a contract and we're not allowed to amend it, then I would argue that it's not appropriate that this item is before the committee at this time, because we're not
the
Finance
place.
Committee.
I mean, ultimately, it's an agreement or a contract that would have to be determined by a vote of the full board. In terms of the Finance Committee, that goes to, if I'm understanding you right, the Intergovernmental Cooperation Agreement, which we sort of touched on last time. And I'm sorry, maybe I'm misunderstanding your question.
Well, what I see here is that it says in Act 14 that any contract has to go to the Finance Committee. And this is a contract, and that's the reason why we can't amend it, because if it's something else, we could amend it. Now, if this is a contract between Milwaukee County and whether it be the City of Wauwatosa or the Water Utility or whoever, then that contract should be in front of the Finance Committee and not the Transportation Public Works Committee.
Yes, my only take on it is that under 5917-2B3, when there is a contract for the sale or lease of property, that action has to be consistent with established county board policy and must be approved by the county board to take effect. And the county board may only approve or reject the contract. So it would go before the entire board. and it wouldn't go before the Finance Committee.
What section are you referencing in Act 14?
5917-2B3. That is, at least on my copy of it, page 3 at the bottom. And it says that the county executive shall exercise the authority under 5952-6A that would otherwise be exercised by a county board. With regard to the sale or lease of property, the county executive's action must be consistent with established county board policy and must be approved by the county board to take effect. The county board may only approve or reject the contract as negotiated by the county executive. And which section are you saying that you...
Well, then if you follow the... flip the page to page 4... and then it's 59.5231. It says public contracts, populous counties.
Okay.
And then you go down to section D.
Section B.
D, the front. It says, with regard to any contract to which the county is a party and which is subject to review by the board or by a committee of the board under this subsection, The board's finance committee is the only committee which has jurisdiction over the contract.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm waiting for Corp Counsel because...
I guess I would distinguish that by saying that this involves the sale or lease of property. So I don't think that that provision applies here. It is a contract, but it's, in particular, it's a contract for the sale or lease. The one we're dealing with today is a contract for the sale or lease of property. So I don't believe that this section applies to it for that reason, that we're just dealing with not any contract, but a contract for the sale or lease of this property involving the water tower.
All right, you're done, Supervisor?
I guess for now, I think this, because a contract is a contract, and that's just it. You're saying that what I have a problem with here is that, you know, there seems to be a conflict in here that, okay, established county board policy. The policy has been determined by the state for us, and it says that if there's a contract, regardless, it says any contract, regardless if it's land or anything, that it goes to the finance committee. I don't think that there's any gray area there, and it just says that, you know, the county board may approve or reject the contract as negotiated by the county executive. I can understand that, but that is it. It has to go to the finance committee. We do, you know, we don't do those contracts here.
My colleague will weigh in as well.
Now, who are you?
Hi, Supervisor. Paul Kuglich, Corporation Counsel.
Okay. Do you understand what's going on?
I do understand.
Are you sure now?
I'm pretty sure I do.
Okay, now.
Okay.
Don't start until I give you the nod, all right?
Sorry.
So, Washington, do you want to just restate your question, or have you been listening?
I've been listening.
Okay, now, go right ahead.
Thank you. What I'd like Corp Counsel to do is explain to me how this contract that's in front of us today, not being amendable by this, you know, committee, is then somehow not subject to the section of Act 14 that says that any contract to which the county is a party, which is subject to review by the board or by the committee of the board under this subsection, the board's finance committee is the only committee which has jurisdiction over the contract.
Chairman, supervisors, as I understand it, the contract was submitted to this body before the act took place.
Right.
And that had been the case with other agreements that have been before other committees. And I believe it was the practice of at least those committees, because it ultimately requires full board approval, that because of this transitional period, they allowed the contracts to pass through committee onto the full county board for its approval. However, moving forward, the contracts will go to finance committee.
Well, one, I find that very self-serving that you want to apply or cherry-pick the rule here that I can't approve it. If we're going to go and say that this goes under the old rules, then I think the old rules should apply and I should be able to amend anything I want. And you can't just say, whoa, we're going to cherry pick and say, you can't approve anything. It's only all up or down because it's after June 1st and we've enacted this. But we're going to put the blinders on and say that this committee can approve it.
Chairman, committee members, it wasn't the opinion of Corporation Council that you do this. It was the pleasure of those committees that allowed the contracts to pass through the full county board.
Well, it's not the pleasure of the committee. It's the state law. The law that was passed by and signed by the governor says that right here, that the only committee that gets to review contracts is the finance committee. It isn't our pleasure, because if it's my pleasure, then I want to say, you know what, we should amend this today. So you're supposed to tell me the law and what's legal, not what is the pleasure of the committee.
Right. I mean, as I stated earlier, the contracts were submitted to the committees for their review and ultimate approval by the full county board. During that transitional period, at least at the pleasure of one committee, they allowed the contracts to go through to the full county board for the vote. Under Act 14, the contract before you today would go to finance committee prior to going to the full county board.
Well, as I see in here, the date of enactment for Act 14 was May 31st, 2013. It was published on June 1st, 2013. This is the law of the land, short of any action by the legislature and the governor. So I think if we are to take action on this contract in the Transportation Public Works Committee, that we're violating the state law. And I think that that's inappropriate. And I don't know how our Corp Council can – I don't read – if you could point to anything in Act 14 that talks about a transition period.
Committee members, Chairman, committee members, there is nothing in Act 14 that speaks to a transitional period. This contract, if you would want it to go to Finance Committee, as the law says it should, as it was implemented, that's at your pleasure to go to the Finance Committee. But public contracts, as according to Act 14, are to go to Finance Committee before the full county board.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, then I would like to make a motion to refer this item to the Finance Audit and Personnel Committee for them to take up as appropriate with Act 14.
Now we have a motion, but Supervisor Jerzyk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If Act 14 hasn't changed any prior provisions, we still work under the ordinances as they existed prior to Act 14. Is that not correct, statutory interpretation?
Sure. So in the case of a lease agreement, which is controlled by 5610, anything longer than a year would have to go to the board for approval.
And if we're going to let's just a side point here. I mean, we've got two attorneys and two opinions. We used to joke in my law office that you could come in, and because I was practicing with my husband, you could not only get two opinions, but you could get two opposing opinions for one visit. We have all kinds of interpretation, and we'll have our own attorneys review this as well, not Corporation Counsel. So I accept your opinion. I think Ms. Foley pointed out that this is really more akin to a lease arrangement or a transfer of property. And if we were going to use the contract rules, would we not be under the contract rules of a contract of less than $50,000? Wouldn't need any review.
Correct.
I'm talking about prior rules, not Act 14. There's passive review in Act 14. But we could have all kinds of issues like that with regard to what Act 14 didn't change with regard to the county ordinances.
Chairman, committee members, I believe Mark Grady, the Deputy Corporation Counsel, has convened. There's a work group. I'm not part of that, who is looking at the changes to see how they should be implemented. To speak to the point of the $50,000 threshold, I know for professional service contracts that threshold certainly exists. Does it exist under Act 14? The threshold has been raised to $100,000 for public contracts. So
we're talking about accounts here, the water utility accounts. I mean, you could make an argument that that's personal services, professional services. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to perhaps frame this. The only point I'm trying to make is there's going to be interpretations not only with the change in Act 14, but the prior law. And Mark Grady may be conducting a work group. This board is going to be waiting for outside counsel to weigh in because Corp Counsel has made it clear that they're only representing the county executive with regard to this advice. And I think there's a fair understanding that the chairwoman is going to obtain outside legal advice with regard to Act 14 on behalf of the legislative branch. So we need to get work done. I think on behalf of the citizens of Milwaukee County, we need to try to act in good faith here and get work done. And I'd like to hear from Julie Esch on the time sensitivity of this, Mr. Chairman, if I could get back to that question again, because we are now having another layover. Or was it refer back? What was the motion?
Refer to the finance and audit.
All right, refer to finance.
Before we even dwell in and go off the topic, I'm going to have Supervisor Alexander talk, then we're going to take up the motion to refer back to finance audit. Then we hopefully we keep going on to finish this off.
Mr. Chairman, we will get to the issue of sensitivity of time, please, before we vote.
No, I am. Supervisor Alexander.
Point of order. Point of order.
I'm going to say this.
That is an issue that is relative to the deferred finance.
Even though you, no, I'm not going to do that. Supervisor Jerzyk, we are going to go and do this order that I would like to have this order done today.
I have no objection to the order. I just want to know we're going to get that issue addressed before the vote.
We will have the vote. Supervisor Alexander, you have the floor.
Mr. Chairman,
do that, Jerzyk.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
You have your point of order. I said no. Let's move on. Supervisor Jerzyk.
I'm going to call a vote on that opinion if we don't get an answer.
Call the vote. Call for it then. But we're going to stop this conversation. Call for the vote, Supervisor Jerzyk, if you want.
All I want to know is
call for the vote. The conversation is done. Call for the vote if you want to call for it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Hold it. I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay. We have a motion to challenge rule. If you're in favor of the chair, say aye. If you're not, say no.
Mr. Chairman, can I
have we're going to call the roll. Call the roll.
Can I have clarification?
Oh, yes. Clarification. Are
we saying we will not have, prior to voting on the referral, we will not have an answer on the timing? Is that,
no.
Is that what your ruling was? Could
That's
I just
my rule.
Understand?
Correct.
Okay.
Aye is what?
If you in favor, support the chair. No, if you don't. So, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
If we support the chair, we vote aye.
If you don't, you vote. If you vote to support the chair, you vote aye. If you don't, you vote no.
Thank you.
All right, call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
No.
Jerzyk.
No.
Lipscomb.
No.
Alexander.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Two ayes, four noes. The challenge of the ruling of the chair stands.
Ms. Ash, come forward.
It doesn't stand.
It doesn't stand.
It doesn't stand.
It fails. Ask the one question of her.
If this were to be referred to the finance PA, presumably, I'm assuming to the July meeting, we would miss the deadline with our contractors, and we would lose our potential cost savings if we did not go forward with this.
Thank you, Ms. Ash. So, Alexander,
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm concerned that I thought all of us knew that we were going to have a special meeting today, or at least this week, and I think that some of the supervisors' questions seem valid, that they should at least be, you know, heard and answered, and I'm surprised that none of these questions came up in the past week while we were anticipating this meeting, knowing from our last meeting that it was already a time-sensitive issue. But nonetheless, if I'm reading Act 14 today correctly, it seems like because of the $300,000 and the $100,000 threshold, this should not be an issue. We should be able to vote on this and move it forward to the full board. So that's my first comment, but I'm interested in hearing what others have to say on this. And I'm also interested, if the chair would indulge, what Corporation Counsel's opinion is of that threshold provision in respect to this specific situation and item before us.
What is your question? What is your issue about referral? Because we're going to go back into the referral to finance.
Mr. Chairman, my question is, does the item have to legally be referred to finance given the monetary threshold provisions in Act 14?
Corporate Counsel, can you answer that? Then we're going to take the roll.
Pardon me, Mr. Chairman. I would also add to that point that if we rely on the fiscal note that attaches the item, then it looks like the dollar amount is only $3,102. So to imply that there could be some other benefits or peripheral relevant dollar amounts, it's not evident in the fiscal note, which I thought we were supposed to rely on.
Corp Counsel, can you answer the question?
I would agree that this committee can vote on it. I would concur with my colleague, Mr. Kuglich, that this came up before the law was enacted, and that this committee has a right to make a decision on it, given that it's fallen. The decision is coming after the law was enacted, but went to the committee before the law was enacted.
So, has Don got anything else?
Not at this time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Washington, you still want to go ahead with your motion?
Yes, and the thing is, I do not honestly understand how anybody can say that you can apply just a portion of Act 14. If you're going to say that this contract was started prior to Act 14, then we should be able to amend it. The fact is, you can't sit here and say Act 14 applies, and all we can do is say thumbs up or thumbs down. But then you can put on the blinders and say this portion of Act 14 doesn't, because it doesn't fit our needs or our timetable. We didn't write Act 14. I didn't, you know, do this. All I know is the law says that it has to go to finance. And there is no part in here that says you can interpret it to say, oh, it started before. And I just don't understand why this committee would ever tolerate this division like this. If they want to say that this started prior to Act 14, then all of the rules prior to Act 14 should apply, and we should be able to amend whatever we feel like amending. But if they want to apply Act 14 and say you can't amend any of this stuff, then I say you apply all of Act 14, and guess what? You guys need to go and talk to the Finance Committee, because that's where contracts go. You can't cherry pick what parts of Act 14 you want to enforce. And so I would just hope that we would follow the state law that was signed by the governor and supported by members of this committee and by the county executive. So I would suggest that we follow the law that they wanted. And the motion is to refer the item to the Finance and Audit Committee.
Any other questions to the Finance Audit? So, Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not unsympathetic to what Supervisor Wyshen is stating. We are going to have many such conflicts going forward, but we have all taken an oath of office on behalf of Milwaukee County, and we are going to have to try to do our best. Quite frankly, the opinions that have been given us to this morning, and I'm not criticizing either Ms. Foley or Mr. Kuglich, But I choose not to rely on their opinions because they are advising the executive branch on this issue. So we're going to have a lot of minefields as we cross the fields on any particular issue. But the point is, we still need to do the right thing with regard to Milwaukee County. This is an issue that I think is pretty clear. I support the amendment as the comptroller has created the new language. That was part of the problem in the first place. I appreciate the chairman giving us this special meeting so we could include the language. We're going to have to do our best. It's not going to be easy, and it's probably often going to be done without the appreciation of our constituents. That all of that is irrelevant. I think we all know what needs to be done on this, and we need to find a way to move it forward. So I'm not going to cooperate in these hyper-sensitive debates between Act 14 and current ordinances and whether this is a lease or whether this is a contract. We will never get anywhere if we start down that road. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So, Liska?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
On the motion?
Related to the motion is the other issue of referral that came up last week of the ICC. Can that also be explained, the position as to why this was interpreted to not require review by the ICC, for the record?
So we will get back to that first. Let's have that one motion, and then we can continue to work with that, okay?
Once it's referred, it'll still be
unless
in front of us?
Unless the committee refer it. First, let's have a vote.
I guess I'm trying to understand whether if it's referred, then we're going to have one step to send to the finance. I'd like to understand what would follow that. Would that still necessitate this going to the ICC subsequent?
Cross, hey, come back up. Stay up here.
There was an interpretation that this somehow
did not have to go.
Did not have to go, and I'd like that on the record. I also would like an explanation of there was a statement about the fiscal note and the interpretation of how the contract is valued. I don't think that fiscal note, which looks at certain implications in a single budget year, is the appropriate way to value a contract, particularly this one, which is turning over customers in perpetuity. So there's a value to that income stream in turning over customers. I think that necessitates a different way of valuing the agreement, and I'd like to understand how this is being interpreted and applied.
Okay, first, I don't think you have the answer about the ICC. Why do you feel that it didn't have to go to the ICC, refer to the ICC?
That it does not have to go to the ICC because under the new act, under 59794-2B, it would only apply to any single contract or group of contracts between the parties which with a value or aggregate value of more than $300,000. And the aggregate value of this contract is a sum certain that is under $300,000. And I also believe that Attorney Kiesner from the City of Wauwatosa also weighed in on this issue the last time, which is that it's not a true intergovernmental cooperation agreement under 660301 because it's just simply between the county and the City of Wauwatosa on this singular issue. So it wouldn't be by definition an intergovernmental cooperation agreement.
How is it not an intergovernmental agreement if it's between two municipal? It seems to fit all the other definitions with respect to it's a service that they will now provide instead of us providing, but they're going to that does not fall under shared service. And again, that this question of definition in terms of how it's valued, the cash exchange may be less than $300,000, but as I understand it, the exchange is we're gaining in what we're not going to have to spend, but they're gaining in picking up customers in perpetuity. So there's a value that is not, there's an exchange that's beyond cash.
True. In terms of why it wouldn't be considered an intergovernmental cooperation agreement, though clearly it's an agreement between two governmental entities, is that it's not a shared service per se. It's, you know, we're transferring the customers to Wauwatosa for their provision of a service to those customers. So it's not shared. It's a transfer.
How is that different than any other shared service? So if the provision of security in the parks is provided by the county and then we contract with the city to provide it, there's a transfer of the service under a contract, and it's a shared service. How is this? I don't understand that distinction.
I see it as a handoff. We're, after the initial handoff, we're not involved in it anymore. Your analogy, I'm not sure of the particulars, and maybe there's more back and forth than there would be with this agreement. And then again, the dollar value is critical. We have a sum certain here that's under the $300,000 threshold.
And your process for valuing that is it's one time cost, so we don't look at any of the other exchange beyond cash. We just look at what is the cash exchange
and with all due
in a
respect,
given year.
I think the problem is that otherwise you're engaging in speculation, and we have a hard and fast sum certain that we have to go with. Otherwise, there's so many different variables. I don't think you could put a figure on it. That's the problem with it.
Well, then I think if there were rational ways of valuing it over $300,000, you would come to the conclusion that it's worth. That it's reasonably worth more than $300,000 when valued for future revenue stream.
I don't know.
That would be the most conservative approach.
I don't know how you ever value anything in that method, though. It's everyone could have a different opinion about what something's worth.
Okay, we're not going to have any more conversation. This is became a conversation. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, when Corporation Counsel quoted State Stat 66.0301, I did look up the statute, so I just wanted to offer it if anyone needed that for reference. I do have it on my computer screen defining intergovernmental cooperation. But second, I guess going back to the motion before us, when I think most of us have a copy of Act 14 in front of us, if I look at 59.52, 3.1, Section B, 1 and 2, and Section C and D. D seems to be what we've been talking about the most, which says, with regard to any contract to which the county is a party and which is subject to review by the board or by a committee of the board under this section, the board's finance committee, etc. So if we look at the part that says under this section and read the entire section, it says that it's only regarding a contract with a value of at least $100,000. So again, you know, if we can get over the fact that something could be valued in perpetuity, which really wouldn't create a solid value for what we're trying to do here, and that we do have the fiscal note and look at what we were talking a moment ago about intergovernmental cooperation. There's a difference between having an ongoing agreement to work together on something versus doing a single transaction. I think that we can go ahead and take this up, not refer it to finance, and I would urge the committee to do that.
Okay, so I was watching.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just amazingly perplexed at how people want to value this. It's pretty simple. It's a $25,000 a year for 10 years. To me, we would normally say that's a $250,000 contract. You then clearly, in the report, says that there's a transfer of property that is valued at a minimum of some $60,000. So right there is $310,000 in value to Milwaukee County. Now there is also that we are giving them the right for the next 10 years to place additional cell towers on the water tower, which if you look at the current cell tower type contracts that we have, the current contract that Milwaukee County has to provide a cell tower service on the current water tower is $44,000 a year. for one provider.
Are we talking about the, let's get the motion off the floor.
Right. The reason is they're saying we don't need to refer it to finance because it's under $300,000. The fact is, even the most rudimentary look at this contract would value it at $410,000, if not more. And because these are just the bare minimums. And even the $25,000 in the contract for the 10 years says that that's the minimum. It's 40%. It's $25,000 or what is greater than, you know, 40% of the net. So you could very easily have a much larger number than $250,000. So you could just under that 10-year agreement just right there could very easily be over $300,000 a year. So it's very clear that this contract, whether you look at it on the dollar value or any other measure, needs to go to the Finance Committee for its approval. And if you don't want to do that, and I'm saying, okay, then fine, then I don't think other parts of Act 14 should apply to us. If they're going to say that, oh, we can just look have any committee approval and it's under the old rules, then fine. Then we should be able to submit different amendments to this agreement because there are many, many things that are completely wrong about this agreement, and we should be able to amend it. You can't cherry pick Act 14. So as I see it, under the dollar value, like I said, my just back of the envelope says it's $410,000 on this 10-year agreement. When you take into the value of the $25,000 for 10 years, the land value, and then even the additional revenue that that the city of Wauwatosa would get from an additional cell tower, I see that's roughly about a $100,000 item. All of that clears every hurdle and says that this should go to the Finance Committee and why the motion to refer the item to the Finance and Audit Committee is appropriate. And that's what we should do because that's what the law says we have to do. Thank you.
Madam Clerk, call the roll. I'll refer it to Finance.
Bishan?
Aye.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
No.
Mr. Chair?
No.
Two ayes, four noes. The motion to refer fails.
Now, Ms. Ash, will you come up and explain item number two? Let's go.
Okay. If you wouldn't mind turning in on the page two of the agreement, provision number two, we'll start there. There are three changes. The first one being the agreement that was originally before you had an annual minimum payment of $20,000. It has now been increased to $25,000. Or is that 40% is that's the revenue sharing percentage now. It had been 50%. What that means is we're guaranteed an additional $50,000 over the life of this 10-year agreement over the prior agreement that I brought before you. And that the city of Wauwatosa will pay us on April 1st. We set a date certain for that payment. And on the next page, provision number 10, we inserted on advice from our outside bond counsel to ensure there's no private activity that would occur on the system that would jeopardize the tax exempt status of the bonds.
Any questions, Ms. Ash? Supervisor Jerzyk?
Move approval.
We have a motion to move approval. Ms. Ash, there's two things that I have real quick. Did we ever appraise that land? Do you have an appraisal?
I do not have an actual physical appraisal, no. I used dollar amounts based on appraisals that are occurring in the area due to the zoo interchange land sales.
There has been an appraisal on the land. You should get that and give it to everyone by tomorrow, please. And second of all, Ms. Hashin or Mr. Wozniak, you or anyone else, why did you put in your budget, you all three of you are on finance, that for the revenue of this land, we're going to start back at 2011, was $2 million, $2.3 million, 2012, $3.9 million, and you budget for that tower, water utility, dollars, $3.8 million. So in other words, can someone tell me for this, for the economy, for the capital layout, for other charges, how will you make that up? And there's no tax dollars dealing with that. Can you hand that to them, Ms. Esso? That's a lot of money that we're giving somebody for $1.25,000. And my three finance individuals didn't catch that.
What year are you using, Mr. Chair?
I started at 2011, 2012, and 2013 that they put in the budget.
But what you were reading was from 2011?
No, 2013, the 2012 budget. And then let's vote.
I had some questions.
All right.
Are you speaking to, you're not speaking to the revenues? This is a break even.
Correct.
So yes. We don't.
But we, how are we going to make up for that, the break even, what we have done prior to that? Even though you say break even, but the point is there's no tax dollars. There's some things that it goes for, capital layout and different things. And you never mentioned that, the money that we get from that. So work on that. Tell the committee later. Supervisor Washington.
Thank you. I don't know why everybody's in a big rush on this stuff. Item number one, we're doing a land transfer for a dollar with no approval. Appraisal on this, when in the report, just the back of it says that this property is potentially worth $60,000. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not in the business of giving away property, especially out at the county grounds, that this is roughly about a quarter acre of property. If they demolish the water tower in the future, it has 10 years from now, this could very easily be a $100,000+ piece of property. So we're just giving that up for a dollar. Second, no one has really explained the debt service on this. We currently owe, I believe it's $700,000+ on the water tower. Now, they're paying us basically what we would get anyways from our water customers would be paying for that debt service. That hasn't been explained. As I mentioned earlier, I don't quite understand why we are giving Wauwatosa the ability to put additional cell tower providers on the water tower. That's a huge revenue stream. Currently, we receive $44,000 a year for our cell tower provider that's on there. If they provide the same, they will reap that revenue for doing what? Absolutely nothing. And then why isn't that revenue stream going to Milwaukee County? And if you do it for the life of the agreement, even if you just look at our average, small little ones that you see in county parks across, those are $10,000 contracts. So that's another $100,000 in revenue that we are giving up. And then going forward, nobody's explained on the cell tower revenue, once this 10 years lease is over and we give them the water tower, we're not going to get that $44,000 or by then potentially $50,000, $60,000, $75,000 a year in cell tower revenue. That goes to the city of Wauwatosa. So we're transferring hundreds of thousands of dollars in cell tower revenue to the city of Wauwatosa for a dollar. Why? And why, that's just, one point. And then, why are we planning on, we're going to negotiate with Wauwatosa for fire protection? If we only represent 6% of the users out there on the county grounds now, I don't think we need to negotiate anything. And I guess my next question for Corp Council is, what is our legal obligation to provide fire protection for anything out at the county grounds? if we could have her step up and answer that question.
Well, we're going to let you stretch a little bit because that's not in front of us.
Well, it is important because they're talking about negotiating it in this contract.
It's not in front of us, but...
It is in front of us. Right here, fire protection as part of the next phase of transition. I'd like to know why that needs to be in there.
Corporate counsel.
The fire protection issue is very complicated. Unfortunately, we have different agreements with different medical entities out there. We made a, I would say, a bad deal. I'll try not to editorialize, but we're paying for, I think, Wauwatosa has three fire stations. This one that's out on county grounds ends up serving about a third of the Wauwatosa community, is my understanding. And we're paying for 15 of their personnel every year, even though they're servicing a small minority of Milwaukee County entities out there. Again, I'd have to reference each contract with each entity, but Freighter, for example, says in their contract that was amended in 1995 that they'd work out an arrangement with the city of Wauwatosa. Well, they didn't. They still get the provision of fire services through us. We have to renegotiate with different entities, including the city of Wauwatosa, to better protect Milwaukee County. And I think we should welcome any opportunity to do so, and that's why that's included in here.
What I'm asking is, do we have any legal obligation to provide fire protection? The county grounds is within the borders of the city of Wauwatosa, just like this courthouse is in the borders of the city of Milwaukee. We don't pay the city of Milwaukee for fire protection here at the courthouse and the whole courthouse complex. Why do we need to pay the city of Wauwatosa?
Well, that's what our contract says that we made in 1980 with the city of Wauwatosa.
Correct.
I don't have the exact date right, but we do have a legal obligation. We should revisit that.
When does that expire?
That sounds about right. These were long-term contracts. They've not served us well. If Wauwatosa's interested...
Well, 25 years from 1980 would be like a couple years from now.
25 years from now. I think it was 60 years. These were long-term contracts. At the time, they probably made sense. They don't make sense anymore. And again, I think we should welcome an opportunity to revisit it and renegotiate these contracts. And I'm sorry, I can't do justice to all of them because there's different contracts with different provisions. Suffice it to say that the county's getting the short end of the stick.
Well, one, because we spend one point, as the Public Policy Forum in their report notes, we spend $1.3 million for fire protection out at the county grounds. And why we're giving them $1.3 million for fire protection, we're now then going to give them hundreds of thousands of dollars more in revenue from things like a potential land sale if they chose to sell this property in the future, cell tower revenue, fire protection, and all of this at the end of the day, we end up with our providers that are still on our service end up with higher rates because what this does is reduce the pool of people paying for the water service infrastructure, even if it is just for the short term. Those people are going to be allocated higher costs because of this. I don't understand how any of this is a good deal for Milwaukee County and that we ought to amend these things. And that's the point. You cannot have it both ways. That if this is the appropriate committee to deal with this contract, then I believe that we should amend this, especially on this cell tower revenue. I think that in our agreement, and I would offer an amendment that all cell tower revenue stay with Milwaukee County, both what we currently have and any additional providers that are on the water tower, that revenue stream would stay with Milwaukee County.
Okay. So, Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. While the supervisor was, while you, Mr. Chairman, were talking about the budget, I brought that up on my computer screen as well so that I could follow along, and I'm curious if anyone from the department, from DAS, could explain how they anticipate the next budget for the water utility for 2014 to look after this agreement is enacted, supposing that it is. What changes would we see both to the revenue and expenditure side?
Chairman, supervisors, and I believe this goes back and answers the question you asked, Chairman. The revenues are directly related to the expenditures. The budget is based on prior year's actuals, so that if the expenditures drop, that therefore billable revenues drop by an equal amount. It's break even. So if the county's, again, expenditures drop, the revenues will drop, but it's break even.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I'm understanding that testimony correctly, it sounds like this is not the cash cow that some might make it out to be. If it's set up in a way from an accounting perspective, from a finance perspective, to be a break-even function. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Even though the supervisor might say it's not a cash cow, but if you look at those numbers I gave you, you will see there's cross charges that is up $1 million. That's not related. So there's something they are using other expenditures for when they use the water utilities. And that's all I was just making a point out, that they are using other revenues and going somewhere else. So it's more than what you are talking about, $300,000. That while utility product was giving us other opportunities to do something else within the facilities, within that water utility thing. So Jersey, then we're going to make a vote. We're going to take a vote. We're going to give the motion. Keep going.
Anyone listening in right now, I think would be just thoroughly confused. We start throwing out a lot of numbers here, and I think it really confuses the whole issue. And I want to go back to what we're talking about and why we're talking about it, and that is because we have the zoo interchange going on, and there would be significant costs that would be borne by the county's utility customers for relocation of water mains and other related infrastructure that is located within Watertown Plank Road if we don't address this. And the particular formula from DOT makes this much more attractive to do it with the city of Wauwatosa receiving the compensation than the county. And, you know, if you look at the provision of the cost avoidance, that's over $3 million. And I think we have to try to be reasonable here with the utility customers, with the situation we have regarding the relocation. So, you know, I'm going to support the motion. I made the motion, and I think we have to move on. The bigger picture is before us. If we want to start throwing numbers around, we can obfuscate this until probably doomsday if we wanted to, but there is the bigger picture issue. We have to get to it, and I'd like to see us move along here. Thank you.
Susan Washington.
I'd like to amend the agreement as it relates to the cell tower revenue.
You made the motion.
And, right, if we can take a vote on that, if we want to move that forward, if that's the pleasure of the chair, that's my question. Is that our next action?
That's the next action.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
I thought we had the special meeting because we couldn't amend the agreements before us. Now we're all of a sudden having an amendment. I don't understand how we're proceeding here.
I don't understand how we proceed. We first stopped, sat down. So now what are we going to do? If you want a minute, you vote aye. If you don't want a minute, you vote no. And that's how we're going to proceed right now. I told you it's going to be an interesting day today, and it is. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman, okay. I think some of us would love to amend, but we can't.
Supervisor Borkowski?
You know, so I don't know how we're taking, well.
Vote it up or vote it down.
That's fine.
Madam Clerk, call the roll on the amendment.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
No.
Mr. Chair?
No.
One aye, five noes. The motion to amend fails.
Supervisor Wyshon, we have a motion of approval.
I just want to be clear, thank you, Mr. Chairman, about what people are recommending and what you're approving. Because today you're not just approving phase one or phase two. If you take a look at the bullet point number 8, that Milwaukee County and Wauwatosa shall pursue the implementation of the recommendations of the Public Policy Forum upon receipt of the Public Policy Forum's so-called independent analysis. What you're saying is you've turned over all decision-making to some third-party entity. They're not going to come back to you with a report and say, what do you think? They're going to say, this is what the report said, we're implementing it. A report that you haven't seen, that you don't have a clue what's in it. And they could come back and say, you know what? Let's give them all the fire department stuff. Let's do everything. Let's load this thing up, all kinds of stuff. We don't know what's going to be in that report. Yet you're going to approve that it's going to be implemented. I mean, first you want to break the state law. Now you want to implement things without even reading them or seeing them. That's your choice. But it's very clear in there that it says that they're going to implement whatever the public policy comes up with, which you don't even have an idea of what it is. I mean, I have an idea what it is, and I don't like it, but at least I'm not goofy enough to transfer our voting authority to them. So, and my last point, just this cost avoidance stuff, I don't see a column on here, an explanation for future revenue that we're losing, whether it is the ability for us to sell this quarter acre if we decide to demolish the water tower in the future. No one's talking about the cell tower revenue that we would be foregoing in the future, which is to the tune of some $44,000 today. In 10 years, I'm sure it could be an easy $100,000. No one has even brought up the Public Service Commission in any of this. If you actually read the public policies report, they say you may want to contact those people when it comes especially to the transference of water, the water tower, because that the water utility pays property taxes in lieu of property taxes to the city of Wauwatosa. So this will add value to their infrastructure once they gain the water tower. So this is a win for the city of Wauwatosa. They'll get a bigger check from the water utility because they're going to be the property taxes that the water utility would be paying to the city. Aren't we entitled to some of that? You would think. But none of that's in here. So, you know, all I know is this was a bad agreement from the beginning. They want to cherry pick things and say you can't change it. But then we're going to go forward and do this anyways because, you know, I'm sorry, getting a little frustrated at the what I see is just blatant and willful neglect of the law, that it says Act 14, we should break it. We should take this up in this committee. That we're going to look at a fiscal note that won't even take into the account the cost of the 10-year agreement and light item the things. You talk about cost avoidance, but you don't talk about foregone revenue. So, like I said, it's just very frustrating, and then you want to give your decision-making authority, you know, to the public policy forum. So you might as well just abolish the county board and be done with it, because obviously, you know, it doesn't need it.
Corp Counsel, for my colleague to my left of me, did we give up our authority to another entity?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, wait.
No, you are not going to be there. You want to call the ruling? Let's go. That's what we do around here. I have no problem with it. And my colleagues want you to say, thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb?
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate you asking the question. I would say that the context, what we've seen recently, the broad interpretation of Corp Counsel and how they can interpret authorization for legal services rather broadly, plain reading of Section 8, I could imagine how that could be interpreted in the future to say that we've pre-authorized this, the implementation of it. So I am troubled by that. I raised that last week in my discussions with staff. Apparently it wasn't important enough, but that's the reality. This is this is our new reality, that you bring us an agreement and any questions we have, any issues we have, they just get listened to, but they're not going to be addressed.
We're
in that position, so it's just up or down is what I'm told.
Right. If we voted up or down, and if they're not smart enough to include us in this information anymore, they will have a real rude awakening very soon. Supervisor Alexander, and young people, everybody know how they're going to vote. Let's get this going. Supervisor Durst will be last. Supervisor Alexander, unless Supervisor Bukowski has a comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Everybody in this room has been between a rock and a hard place at one time or another. I don't think that voting in favor to move this forward means that you like everything that's in it. I think we all know what it's like to have something before you where you have a yes or no decision to make, and you might not like everything that's in front of you. What we have to do is use discernment to make the decision that we think at the time is the best for this county and for our districts, and that we can make as public servants. So, you know, rock and a hard place, so be it. I think we all know we can make a yes or a no vote, and we'll be able to go through this later if there's blame to be placed, but we have to make that decision. And I'm okay today making that yes or no vote. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Jersey?
Much has been said about the public policy forum, and we do have Mr. Hankin here. Mr. Chair, I think in fairness, we should ask Mr. Hankin to address number 8.
Supervisor Jersey, I do have a card. I'm asking you, is there any other comment you have to say?
You do have a card for Mr. Hankin?
I do have a card.
And may I ask, is the chair going to recognize that card?
Since any time I get a public comment card, I always let people speak.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will withdraw any further questions.
Anything else?
Fine.
Are you sure?
Mr. Chairman?
Oh, we will go there. Supervisor, any other supervisor, any comments? Not Mr. Hankins? Come on up. Please introduce yourself for those who's listening that don't recognize your voice.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Rob Hankin, President of the Public Policy Forum. I can be extremely brief. I just wanted to assure the chairman and the committee that I take it that you have read many Public Policy Forum reports. We typically do not make recommendations. We lay out policy options, and we lay out pros and cons. And so the project that would follow the report that we did on the initial 7 customers would lay out the various dynamics of a consideration of potentially transferring the remainder of the water utilities customers to the city of Wauwatosa. We will point out the very issues that you raise, Mr. Chairman, regarding the cross charges and the financial impacts on the county should it elect to move in that direction will be delineated and quantified in the report. We will try to address fiscal pros and cons. We will try to address programmatic pros and cons, and we will hand that report to the sponsors. So I can assure you that there is absolutely no intention here to tell you what to do. In fact, if you read this report, I cannot tell you whether this is a good or a bad deal for Milwaukee County. We suggested that there was a sufficient cost avoidance here for the two parties negotiating, attempting to negotiate an agreement. And that's the approach we would take in the subsequent report.
Thank you, Mr. Hankin. Any other? Supervisor Lipscomb?
That was actually a very good answer, Mr. Chairman. It would be your statement that while the analysis suggested a discussion and potentially negotiating an agreement, it didn't take a position that this was the appropriate agreement.
Without question, yes.
Appreciate that.
All right. Any other comments from any person of the component committee? not, clerk, call the roll.
What's the motion, Mr. Chairman?
For approval.
Wyshon?
No.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
4 ayes, 2 noes. The motion is approved.
All right. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.
How do you square then?